Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 320. Achyuta, this name has already come up in Vishnu Sahasranama. It's a very important name. All the names of Bhagavan are important. This is an important name in as much as it describes a quality of Bhagavan that totally distinguishes him from other living beings. The next name to be discussed is Pratita, which contextually means one who is famous. Living beings, jivas, they can also be famous to some extent, but they do not possess the quality of being achyuta, which achyuta is a quality which only the Supreme Lord has. It describes a quality that only He has. Many qualities of the Supreme Lord the jivas may have in a very small way, but this quality that He never falls down, that is the meaning of the name achyuta, only pertains to Bhagavan. So in that way it's a very important name. It's a defining name of the Supreme Lord. This name achyuta is comes up several times in Bhagavad Gita. Sena Yaro Bhayama Dyairatam Sthapya Mechuta. Arjuna addresses Krishna that place the chariot between the two armies, achyuta. And throughout Mahabharata and Srimad Bhagavatam, this in the prayers of famous devotees, just like in Mukunda Mala, this name will, it's common name, common in the sense that it's commonly used, just as there are many names of Krishna which are commonly used, like Madhava, Gopal, Govinda, Madhusudan, Murari. But somehow or other this name achyuta in modern India is not very well known, although those other names of Krishna which I just mentioned and many other names of Krishna are still well known, and still some people give their children such names, but this name achyuta somehow or other is not very well known. It should be brought back into common use and common understanding, as it's a very important name of the Supreme Lord. He is supreme, He always will be. He'll never fall from that condition. Someone may be famous, the next name means famous, but then they become insignificant. Actually, we're all insignificant, but there are people in the world at the present time who are famous, but they're only famous among, although it may seem to us like a large number of people, but they're only famous among some people on this planet. I have this experience often when I go to the West and someone says that, well, so-and-so got a book. I said, who? I say, I never, someone who's a household name in Britain or America, I haven't heard of them. And it's among people in Britain or America, if you say such and such a name, people presume that you know who they're talking about, but I don't, in many cases in the West. So they're known, they're famous among, it may seem to be a lot of people, but it's not. Just like a household name, the two most prominent household names in India since I've been living here for the last 35 plus years. In this time, the two most famous names are Amitabh Bachchan, not in South India, except Hyderabad maybe, where they speak Hindi of some sorts, and Sachin Tendulkar. But if we go, for instance, to America and ask the average person on the street, if he's not an Indian, about Amitabh Bachchan, they'll wonder what you're talking about. They won't even know that it's a name. It doesn't even sound to them like a name. Or Sachin, among people who are interested in cricket, he's famous. So in India, if you say the name Sachin Tendulkar, people, they recognize. But in other places, they won't. And even someone may be famous, but that they're only famous among a few people is one thing, and then for a short time, because prior to this birth, Sachin and Amitabh and Mahatma Gandhi, and prior to that birth, they weren't famous. And then they'll get another identity. Mahatma Gandhi is somewhere else now in another body, and in that body he's not famous. And the fact that his name is still famous in the world doesn't have any bearing on his present situation, wherever it may be, or whatever it may be. But Krishna, his name, fame, pastimes, forms, associates, his residence, his place of residence, his holy dham, they're all eternal and eternally glorious. So that is achyuta. He never falls from his position. So he's a good person to take shelter of, good person to be on good terms with. Because if we take shelter of Krishna, he is Sharanya, he's worthy of taking shelter of. What is that verse? That Samashrutaye Padapallava Plavang Mahatpadang Punya Yasho Murare. What's the next line? Vatsapadang Parang Padang 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 Yadvipadang Natesham. Bhavambede vatsa padang parang padang 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 yadvipadang natesham. Samashrutaye, the lotus feet of Krishna, they are full shelter. Otherwise in this material world there's danger at every step. Then another verse, Samashrita, gives full shelter. Then there are so many verses. Devarshi Bhutapta Nrinam Pitrinam Nakinkaro Nayam Rini Charajan Sarvatmana Yah Sharanam Sharanyam Gato Mukundam Parihritya Karatam. One who has taken full shelter of Mukunda, the giver of liberation, who is Sharanya, he is worthy to give shelter. He's worthy means he's just, he can do it. He can give real shelter, eternal shelter. Otherwise, we're indebted to demigods, great sages, other living beings, family members, ancestors, and in general to other human beings. But none of these can offer us real shelter. So in this way we see that Krishna is, because he's achyuta, he can give full shelter to his devotees. We may take shelter of a powerful person, a kshatriya, but he will also grow old and die, or even in this life his fortunes may change just in a second. There are so many kings, or great immensely powerful, and just all of a sudden they're defeated unexpectedly. Krishnadeva Rai in South India, he marched to battle against an invading Muslim army. He expected to win. He'd never lost before. He had a flourishing kingdom. But then, all of a sudden, two of his phalanxes, which were commanded by Muslims and manned by Muslims, who he trusted, but they just joined the other side. So, all of a sudden, he had two phalanxes less, and the other side had two phalanxes more, and all of a sudden, he was routed. So, his capital, Vijayanagar, was flourishing, and very opulent, and so many merchants and Brahmins and so many people took shelter there of the powerful king. But all of a sudden his position was finished. But Krishna's not like that. He never falls from his status. That is achyuta. So the next name, Pratita, as I said, that means famous. It literally means spread widely, extended, increased, displayed, celebrated is another meaning. Oh, one point, yeah, as I've said many times. So the name Achyuta, this name we can link with all the other qualities of Krishna as given in Vishnu Sahasranam. And of course there are many other qualities which are not given in Vishnu Sahasranam because he has unlimited qualities. But all of his qualities, they are achyuta. He never fails in any of his qualities. So pratita means, by extension it means one who is famous, one who is of great reputation. Why? Well, look at all the other names in Vishnu Sahasranama. And then we'll see why his qualities are great, extended. Everyone has some qualities. Well, unless one's completely in tamagun, everyone has some kind of quality. Some kind of good quality. We're often enjoined to see the good in people, but people who are completely in tamagun, there's no good to see in them. You could say, well, it's a good thing they're not active, because they're so foolish that if they're active, they'd just make a disaster of everything. But that's not really to say they have a good quality. It means they're so bad, but they could be worse. So we can see the good in others, even in a perverse way. Just like Varahadev, after killing Hiranyaksha, he appreciated that he was a good fighter, good opponent. He died in the kind of death that a kshatriya can aspire for in battle against a worthy foe. So almost everyone has some kind of quality. And Chanakya Pandit says we can even learn from the dog some qualities. Faithfulness to the master, alertness as soon as he wakes up. Another quality is yadrichalabha santushtaha. He goes on even if he doesn't have much food. He goes on, he's satisfied with what he has. So we can learn from the dog, we can learn from the ant, the famous story of Robert the Bruce, famous in India, we may not know, but he, after being defeated so many times in battle, he was hiding out in a cave when a spider. He saw the spider trying to climb up and falling down and trying and falling down and trying and falling down, and eventually he succeeded. So Robert the Bruce took heart from this, and despite being defeated so many times, he came back, and this time he eventually defeated his enemies, the English. He was a Scottish warlord. So everyone has some qualities, but Krishna, he has all qualities. And that is one of his names, which will come up in this verse. We're in verse 35. He is Ambudhi, which means the ocean. So Krishna is an ocean of all good qualities. No, Ambudhi is a word for the ocean, but in this name it's Apanidhi, which means the same thing. So Krishna has every reason to be famous in all respects. And his fame is ever expanding. Just like this Krishna conscious movement is expanding throughout the world. Previously, people didn't, on the miserable people of this planet in this Kali Yuga didn't know of Krishna. Gradually, they're coming to know of Krishna. So, in this tiny little planet that we live on, Krishna's glory is expanding, he's becoming more famous. So, Krishna's expanded glories and fame is seen here. Also, we see that these qualities, they apply to Krishna's devotees also. A pure devotee, by the grace of Krishna, he doesn't fall down. He becomes famous. That's called Satya Kirti, real fame. We sing, Ebe Josh Gushak Tribhuvan. Now let the glories of the Guru, Srila Prabhupada, be expanded, be announced all over the universe. Name 322 is prana. Like several very important words or concepts in the Sanskrit language, this word doesn't have an exactly translatable equivalent in English. It's sometimes translated as the life breath. It's not translatable in English because there's no concept of this in the whole way of thinking or the philosophical culture that's there in the English language. It means breath, but it really means the essence of breath. It means the breath that gives life. In Sanskrit, the term breath doesn't really apply. So that the term breath in English also is maybe not translatable fully into Sanskrit. There is rather the different kinds of air are considered within the Sanskrit language, whether that's in anatomy or in Sankhya philosophy, examining the components of the universe. There are different kinds of airs. In medicine, there's considered there are different kinds of airs. There is what we call the breath is one kind of air. The kind of air that comes up when we burp, that's another kind of air, or when we vomit. And there's the apanavaya, which pushes the excrement out of the body, downward going air, and so sometimes comes out as gas also. There's the air which forces the soul out of the body at the time of death. There's the air which circulates within the body. So pran is the essence of all as within the body of any living being, it is the life breath. It's that which gives life. After the soul leaves the body, it departs with the subtle body. So air remains within the body, but the life air has departed. So Krishna is called prana. That life air is called prana. Krishna is the life, that which gives life, that which is life. He is the life of all living beings. And of course, he's full of life himself. It's the essence of life, or that in which life, prana means that in which life manifests, inseparable from life. So we are alive because he is alive. Simple thing to understand. There's a difference between jiva and jara, between the living being and non-living matter, as Sri Madhvacharya also he points out in opposing the philosophy of Kevaladvaitavad, in which it's said that there's no difference between anything. But he points out, Madhvacharya points out the Panchabheda. Now we're getting a little off topic here. He says there's difference between Ishvara and Jiva, between God and the living beings. As if difference, they're different, they're not the same. There's difference between Ishvara and Jara, between the Supreme Lord and matter. There's difference between Jiva and Jara, between the living beings and insentient matter. There's difference between Jiva and Jiva, which means that one jiva is different from another. And there's difference between jara and jara. There's difference between different manifestations of matter. A table is different to a chair. Simple thing to understand, but big philosophers, they don't understand it. They make a whole philosophy trying to tell us that the table and the chair are the same. Pretty stupid. In Madhva's philosophy also, the possibility of difference between Ishvara and Ishvara, he doesn't admit that. He says that all the forms of the Lord are the same, which we also say. But there we, Krishna, Mahavishnu, Vamana, they're all the same. So we also say that, but we also admit of some distinction. Anyway, that's... The point is that Krishna, where there's life, that's Krishna. Jivasya, what is that? Jivanam sarva bhuteshu. Krishna says, I am the life of all that lives. So pran is that life force which is essential for the body to be alive. We say actually it's the jiva, but the jiva manifests or is the life manifests through the prana, which is mundane, the life breath, but it's intimately connected with the jiva. So Krishna is the life of all that lives. Krishna, the next name is Pranada, the life giver. He gives life. Pran is often used to mean not only life in the literal sense, but also figuratively, as in English also, we say that someone is full of life, means they're vigorous, they're enthusiastic, So prana in this sense also means Krishna gives enthusiasm, vitality. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is often quoted by Srila Prabhupada as saying, prana ce jashe hetu pracha. Because the Vrajavasis, they have life, therefore they preach. So life, every living being has life, it's a trite statement. But some manifest life more than others. Some people have life, but you can hardly detect it. Whereas others are full of life. They're strong, they're vigorous, enthusiastic. So Krishna gives life. So if you're feeling dull in Krishna consciousness or in anything, we can pray to Krishna. And definitely, if we take shelter of Krishna, when we take shelter of Krishna, it's not just that we get protection, but we get inspiration also. We become enlivened. We should be enlivened in Krishna consciousness. Krishna is a very lively and active person. He's not just sitting and meditating. He does as Narayana, but in other forms he's very active. Krishna is very active. He's not dull. So we should also take life from Krishna. Be active. Don't be lazy. That doesn't mean we have to jump around like a monkey. There are so many monkeys around here. They're very expert in jumping. These people, they practice gymnastics. But any baby monkey is a better gymnast than any other. They can practice and win an Olympic gold medal. Just bring any monkey. They have superb sense of balance, and they're very confident. You see, they'll jump from one rooftop to another with no thought that they might not make it. For them, it's normal. So they're full of life, but we don't want that kind of life. That we want to take pure life from Krishna. Become enlivened in Krishna consciousness. But of course, he's the giver of life even to those who misuse it. So we should take strength from Krishna. Balang balavatang shaham kama raga vivarjitam. Krishna is the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. So he gives life both to the godly and the ungodly. Even the ungodly, they get some power that comes from him also. Another interpretation of this name can be by Sanskrit derivation. It can also be understood to mean he who cuts life. So he's the giver of life and the taker of life. So it's good meditation to see this. We come into this world, we leave this world, we enter the body is given life. That life is given by Krishna. Krishna gives and takes, even our very life. It's not in our hands. We can perform yoga. This word prana is very much used in the Ashtanga yoga system, pranayama. the whole system of pranayama is for controlling the breath. But even if by yoga one can live a very long life, some hundreds of years, there are still yogis in India. Here we are in Rishikesh at the foot of the Himalayas. There are so many yogis in the Himalayas. They may be hundreds of years old. By controlling the breath, practically they may stop breathing. But they cannot go on forever. Ultimately they have to breathe their last. There comes a time for everyone. So better to use each breath in the service of Krishna. Don't breathe without thinking of Krishna. Then another name, Vasava Anujaha. Vasava is a well-known name for Indra. Well-known means those who study Shastra. Vasava, it means the chief of the Vasus. The Vasus are a certain class of demigod. And Anuja means Anuja, which becomes Vasava Anuja by Sandhi, or Samas. That means, Anuja means born after, younger brother. So he's the younger brother of Indra, which means Vamana Dev, also known as Upendra, little Indra, or after Indra. So that's a well-known name. And it's a very sweet name, in as much as any name of Bhagavan in which he's known as Anuja, Ram Anuja, is a name of Lakshman, who is born after Ramachandra. It's also a name of Krishna, he's born after Balarama. So it's a very sweet name, in as much as he becomes junior, even though he's the Supreme Lord. So this name of Vamana is discussed elsewhere here in Vishnu Sahasranama. I won't go into that in more detail. One of the commentators here, Satyadeva Vashishta, he gives another meaning of the name Vasavanuja, which has no reference to Indra. It means whose vasa, whose residence, is everywhere. It means he's entered into everything in the world. So in that way, that's a similar name to Vishnu, one who is all-pervading. Mayata tamidam sarvam jagada vyakta murti namat sthani sarva bhutani nachahang teshva vastata. Andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam. He enters into everything, even the atoms. So that's another meaning of the name Vasavanuja. Hare Krishna. I'll finish there.